Okay, so I'm going to start off this episode by saying stop looking for quick fixes. You've tried them 100 times, they haven't worked yet, they're not going to work the 101st time, okay? They do not work. Okay, so when we talk about quick fixes, let's give some examples. So anything that says they burn fat, any supplement that says it's fat burning or it burns fat, all your teas, your Fit and Magic teas, your ketones, skinny coffees, the pills, they don't burn fat, okay? And then you've got things like your detoxes and your wraps and your cleanses. They don't burn fat either. You just lose water weight. Why? Because you pretty much didn't eat anything for most of them, okay? But it's, you know, it's water, it's not fat, okay? So what should we do? Well, first and foremost, you have to be eating in a calorie deficit. Yes, this is boring and you've probably heard it 1,000 times, but it is unequivocally, scientifically correct. You have to be eating less calories than you burn, okay? First and foremost, how you do that is up to you. Intuitive eating, portion control, calorie counting, doesn't matter. Pick the one you prefer, as always. Next, add activity to your day outside of your workouts, okay? This is what we call NEAT. And I've done some videos on this before on my YouTube, so find them, because I've done, I think I did like 3 videos on them and went quite in depth on them, so find them. The great thing basically about NEAT in terms of losing fat is it allows you to burn more calories, obviously, but also to increase your deficit. So using myself as an example, I can eat more because I do so much NEAT. So based on sort of the calculations on how much I move and my body weight, etc., I require about 700 to 1,000 calories more a day than if I was sat at a desk all day, okay? So what this basically means is that I can eat more food and be in a bigger deficit, which in turn means that I can eat more and lose more. And let's be honest, that's the ultimate win-win situation, okay? And obviously as well, NEAT has an extensively huge list of health benefits. So finding ways to add activity to your day, things like steps, just move more throughout the day, okay? Next, get your resistance training in. So hit the weights and strength training. Because let's be honest, I'm going to assume that when you lose this weight, you want to look awesome as well, right? Well, that's where your resistance training comes in. Because all those toned, curvy bodies are made of muscle. Okay, so hit the weights. And ladies, don't worry, you won't look like a man. It's physiologically impossible unless you're putting certain substances into your body. I'm going to assume that you're not. Okay, so don't worry about it. You'll just look awesome. And finally, and probably most importantly, is you need to be consistent and patient. This is a slow process and it is a hell of a lot slower than weight gain. So don't expect it to come off as quick as it went on, okay? It will not happen. It will take a lot longer than what you think it will, and it will be frustrating and you will make mistakes and you will want to quit. However, if you are consistent in your behaviors every day, every week, every month for a long, long time, you will achieve your results. Okay?
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.